Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Isaiah 48, verses 9 through 12, the Bible says, "For my name's sake will I defer my anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. And how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first, and I am also the last. Mine hand hath also laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand together." God is talking to the nation of Israel here, and they have spent hundreds of years disobeying him. God is ready to do something, but he's not going to punish them. God says that he has deferred his anger. And now he is ready to use them because he sees the value of them. God makes to me one of the most amazing statements in verse number 10. "Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction." You see, God says that Israel had a lot of good value to offer him. But he said he has to refine them. And God is choosing the furnace of affliction wherewith to refine them. He also says it's not punishment, it's to purify them so that his name could be lifted up. God knew the value of the Hebrew people. He had tried to be gentle and lead them the way he wanted to lead them. They proved that they would not listen. He wanted them to reach their full potential, but they just could not get it. I have a statement that I sometimes use. You have to hit a mule harder than you hit a puppy, and he was trying to lead them like a puppy, but they needed whack like a mule. God cannot and God will not use an unpure vessel. God needed a virgin to birth the body of our Savior because God needs purity. We cannot get saved without the pure, sinless blood of Jesus Christ, not by our sinful righteousness, but by his pure righteousness do we get saved. And God was telling Israel that they've been too stubborn to yield on their own, so he is going to use the furnace of affliction to purify them to lift up his name. To refine anything of value takes a lot of heat. Metal is found in rocks. This rock and metal mixture needs heated, usually over 2,000 degrees, and the metal begins to melt out of the rock, and the rock portion begins to float to the top of the container that's being heated. Workers then, while it's super duper hot, begin to scrape off that rock, the impurities and the dirt, and what they call the dross. The metal is left to cool. The process is done again and again. Sometimes they'll add salt, and the salt will attract the dirt and rock molecules to it and make it easier to purify that metal that much more. It's a harsh and hot and very difficult process. God uses the illustration of this this refining process, but he says, "I'm going to purify Israel by the furnace of affliction to get the most value out of Israel. You see, they chose to mix their life with impurity, but God wanted to burn out the dross of impurity. Notice that God says the furnace of affliction. God was saying that the affliction was not going to be pleasant. It's going to get hot, but it will have a wonderful result and give a valuable end. You know, so often in our lives, we ask God to stop our affliction. But if he does, we may not be as valuable as we could be or should be. We tend to want to run away from affliction. God says, I want to use that affliction to make you more valuable. How can God use this harshness, this misery, this affliction, this trouble to make us better? Let me give you some thoughts today. God doesn't want us to run away from affliction. He wants us to allow it to purify us. God will not put you into the furnace of affliction unless he feels you're worth the refining process. Next, the furnace is hot to everyone, not just the one in it. You know, those who work around the furnace are hot too. They may not feel as much heat as those in the fire, but they feel the heat too. You know, those who work around you when you're going through affliction, they're only trying to help. It's not their fault that you're in the furnace. Maybe we ought to back off on people trying to help us when we're in that time of the furnace of affliction. We don't need to get upset with others who don't feel the same heat as we do, because God's the one putting you through the purification process. Next, the refining fire has to be hot enough to remove all the impurities. The hotter the fire, the more pure we become. In Proverbs chapter 25, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, take away the dross from the silver, and there shall come forth a vessel for the finer. Take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. You see, the more pure you become, the more valuable you become. The more pure you become, the more usable you become. Your purity and value and use is not for you, though, it's for God. The refining process is not so that people will look at you, but so that they will look at God. That's what Proverbs 27:21 is all about. As the finding pot for silver and the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. And lastly, how does God purify us in the furnace of affliction? First of all, he uses his word. The reading of, the preaching of, the teaching of, and the living of the Word of God. You know, preaching is to bring heat to the Word of God. We need to get rid of these pussyfooting teachers in pulpits and get back to old-fashioned, independent, fundamental preaching. We don't need psychologists in the pulpit. We need preachers. Next, God uses the church to help purify us. The church is there to strengthen us for the endurance. There's friends there to encourage us to make it through. It's the teaching and the support groups that we need there at the church, and it's God's plan. You must stand with the church to those who oppose it for you to be pure. Next, God uses soul winning to purify us. We need to see that as we clean our lives up, more people will hear the gospel. Let's get our eyes off ourselves and our own problems. And lastly, praise. How about we learn to give God the praise for everything instead of complaining about it? By the way, can I tell you something sweet? Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego went through the fiery furnace, but Jesus was in the fire with them. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.